happy summer. How are you? Welcome to the Moor Podcast. I am Claire of the Savory, and with me today is
Anna. Hello.
Of the Mangan. Or as I feel like we're going to call you Anna of the Mangoes, but yes. Members will find out that little side joke next week when we talk about ultra processed foods. There's a little teaser for you. We've been recording a little bit out of order, but I think this is a fun one to do right now, right? Because sometimes, you know, we've been talking about strategies and science and calories and all these kind of things. And actually, sometimes it's great to just be like, do you know what? How's it going? What's gone well? And yeah. Slimmerworld opened the doors, didn't they, on their main social media page, citing people's reasons to feel real good. And there were some amazing comments that we thought, do you know what? Let's talk about some of these comments, because years ago we used to do listeners' questions, didn't we, and listeners' shout-outs and listeners' achievements, and we hadn't done that for a while. So we were like, let's jump on this. I think one of the biggest things I've learned as a member, I used to kind of do that whole, I'll be happy when I reach the next weight loss certificate. I'll be happy when I reach target. And I always put off my celebrations and my acknowledgement of where I'd come, like what changes I'd made. And that is, I learned the hard way. It's not a joyful journey to have that kind of approach, is it?
It's about finding the joy in the smallest of things so that you can almost propel yourself to carry on. That's why I always try and find the joy or the like, what's the win here? Because otherwise it can, especially if you've got a lot of weight to lose, like you and I have both had, it can be really hard work if you're only postponing your joy rather than finding it. And actually you'll find it in the strangest of places. You really will. The things that you could possibly do or couldn't do, or the things that are happening to you that wouldn't have happened before. Or something as simple as, I was thinking about this the other day, like watching you try new fruits and vegetables, or more fruit. Like, that was a joyous experience to watch her eat a lychee at 8 a.m. on a Saturday morning. But do you see what I mean? Like, actually, you wouldn't have thought watching another person eat a lychee at 8 o'clock on a Saturday morning would be something that would necessarily give you joy. It gave me a huge amount of joy, and Slimming World brought that into my life. Do you see what I mean? Like,
what, me going home with like what looked like a bag of small testicles? Honestly, what I thought of lychees. Yeah. It was like,
it does look like a bush chucker trial, doesn't it? But what I'm trying to say is sometimes we're so focused on the end goal, the bigger picture, that we don't look at the tiny little sparks that happen. And it's really important that you do look for those little sparks, because they all add up, don't they? And they're what get you through the dark times. So.
Yeah, people talk about this thing as like non-scale victories, and I do think that is a part of it. But for me, that this phrase of reasons to feel real good, often we don't celebrate the way that we feel, and it's like kind of a quieter sense of confidence or belief in ourselves and that our capability, and reprogramming these habits that maybe some of us have struggled with for like years and years. And I guess sometimes the way that those feelings creep up, they're not always the things that we get certificates for or stickers, but they are part of the process and the celebration.
Yeah, and they're the things that matter, aren't they? How we feel walking into a room, how we feel walking into a changing room, or how we feel having a conversation with another person. Losing weight has allowed me to say things, have conversations with people that maybe I wouldn't have done before, do things that I wouldn't have ever have done before, and just have a sense of peace that I didn't have before. And actually, that's not what I went into my weight loss journey for, but knowing that that's been a real byproduct is so empowering. So it's almost catching those things, isn't it? Actually, do you know what? I feel better than I ever have because actually I lost the weight, but it gave me confidence. It's given me energy. It's given me a sense of peace, or whatever it is. It's catching yourself with those things. And that's why I like to write them down. Because I think it's so easy to forget those little things, and kind of dismiss them. But actually, on a day when it doesn't feel so easy, it can be really important to go, well, actually, you did X, Y, and Z. You wouldn't have done that 5 years ago. Do you know what I mean? Like 23-year-old Claire would have been clapping Claire in that group eating that lychee. She would have been shocked. And it's catching on to those things and allowing you to see that they can be big, but they can be equally teeny, teeny little things. I was on holiday with my little girl, and actually, she wanted me to run in the pool and do a bomb into the pool. I didn't think twice about it. I mean, I didn't want to get my hair wet, but that's just something that's got a slide. But I just ran, did the bomb in the pool. I would have never, ever of the thought of getting out of the pool in front of people, then running in a swimming costume in front of people, then jumping in, then just making a fool of. I would have been like, not being able to handle it. I did it quicker than she could ask me. So it's those things that maybe you wouldn't have thought about when you walked in the door that actually have a real impact. Because she was like, "You're so cool, mummy. That's brilliant. You did it." You know what I mean? I've made a memory for her, and I've done something that I possibly wouldn't have done before. Well, definitely wouldn't have done before.
Good on you. Good on
My
you. I
swimming
mean,
costume needed more support. That's all I'm going to say, guys. It looks pretty, but it lacks support. I left my dignity in the pool.
Memories are an interesting one, aren't they? Because you sent me a photo, didn't
I
you,
do.
from that? And I was like, go on, because photos was one of the reasons that I came back through Slimming Walls doors, that I realized there was like a big moment in our family, and I just didn't like any of the photos of that whole holiday. And it's interesting we say about that, because one of the comments on Slimming Walls' post was from Steve, and Steve talked about joining his consultant Natalie's early Wednesday morning group in Garstang. And he joined in the beginning of March this year. He's now lost nearly 2.5 stones, but he's rediscovered his mojo, and the first time in many years had photos taken where he's not stood behind someone else instead of hiding himself away. I mean, that is the stuff. It's like being present in your life, actually wanting to be a part of these moments. And if someone says, "Oh, let me take a quick snap," you don't have to, I don't know, get the makeup on, do the hair, get the right outfit, get the right posture. It just happens naturally and spontaneously.
And you get to live those moments rather than have to orchestrate them. They're real captures, aren't they? Like, I used to dread people taking pictures of me. I'm like, do it. What's the worst that can happen? Do you know what I mean? But actually being present in the moment rather than worrying about the moment is a real liberating feeling, isn't it?
Well, and
Really.
capturing those photos along your journey also is a great way for you to see the difference and your progress too. If you're not at your target, but you're kind of halfway through, still take those photos. It
Oh,
might be the thing that helps keep you motivated.
yeah. And we've talked about this, haven't we? Like, when I lost my dad, I realized how few photos there were of us because I just was so like, I don't want to be in a photo. Take those photos, use them as something to motivate you and inspire you, but also use them to capture that moment because you'll never ever get that moment again. And I don't think you realize that in the moment, do you? And it's things like opportunities you might take. Like, I look at us, Claire, and the opportunities that our weight loss has afforded us. I mean, the podcast, incredible. But so many other opportunities that I don't know personally, I would have felt confident to have done before. Well, you cooked. I tried to cook on camera. We've had our photograph taken. We've done these type of things, exercised and had it filmed. Like, I wouldn't have done those type of things. It's made me seize the moment far more and actually realize, what's the worst that can happen? I make a fool of myself. But actually, the joy I'm going to get if I take myself out of the comfort zone is much bigger. So I think it's allowed me to become a bit more of a risk taker, because the comfort zone's a really safe space, isn't it? I know how uncomfortable I can feel in my comfort zone. Coming out of it is not something I like to do. So actually having the confidence to do that is a really big win for me, just to go and try new things.
And enjoy it and not feel like it's something you have to do. I think you're right. I think that idea about the bit that's different for Slimming World is that support and getting the tools, I guess. I mean, we're gonna dip into this in a couple of weeks, aren't we, about using all this toolkit, this motivational toolkit that Slimming World offers members as part of membership. I think that stuff about me getting to know what works for me, understanding my triggers, my danger zones, And also then kind of once I got a better relationship with food, then I was able to kind of uncover what were some of the emotions underneath it that were actually really sabotaging me. And then I was able to put a plan in place. Let's actually look at these emotions, these feelings, get some support with that. And then holistically, it just feels like my life is way more balanced.
100% and better and brighter. I mean, you're about to run a marathon.
No, I'm not. I'm
Half
about to run a
marathon.
half a
Oh
marathon.
God.
That's very
Well,
different.
can I just say, to me, a half marathon is like
Me
4 million
too.
marathons. Yeah, but hang on, a half marathon? Can we just take a pause? Like, that is a massive move. And that's
Yeah.
something that you've only been able to have the confidence to do after becoming fitter and healthier and losing weight, isn't it? You wouldn't have done that 8 years ago, 9 years ago, would you?
We did it last year.
No, exactly. So, you know, it's the reason, one of your reasons to feel good is the fact you've had the confidence to sign up for a marathon, a half marathon, sorry. I'm trying to make her do a full marathon here. Can you tell?
Come on.
Yeah, next. But you've signed up for it, you're training for it. You know, that is something that is a reason to feel good, surely. Like, go
The
and do
thing for
that.
me is it planted that seed of, but what if I can?
Yeah.
Do you know, because so many years I spent saying, I can't,
You
that's not
absolutely can.
me, other people do that. And one of the things that's really kind of started to change for me, I started opening my eyes and watching, you know, when Matt, my husband, he's well into this whole running thing. And I go to watch and support him and stood watching the marathon, London Marathon in April this year. I was blown away by the variety in ages, sizes, abilities. That just really, it took away that limiting belief that I had
Yeah.
that only people who are really strong, fit, have ran all their life can do stuff like that. And I think that, you know, like Jane on the comments here talks about Jane is now living life to the full, healthier and happier. Now it's 61 years, best that she's ever felt before. Nine stone gone forever in a year. I mean, that's incredible. And she's thanks that it really is about the family, the support that you get with Slimming World. And I do think that when you take on something like a weight loss journey, that it is difficult. It is hard. People don't talk about that enough and acknowledge that it's tricky and it gets a bit complicated and messy at times. But it's that support, it's that weekly accountability that really kind of just gets you to keep going. And sometimes it's not a perfect, like, you know, nice straight line down to your target. Actually, sometimes it is a bit bumpy, but that's where you learn. And then that learning is where the ripples come out in what I do at work. I mean, I've forgotten which person it was who talked about the other week the confidence to go for another job. Was it Claire? You know what? There's so many. We've spoke to so
There's so
many
many
guests this
incredible
year,
people.
but all these little seeds that stay in my mind of that person had, you know, stuck within the job. Now they wanted to move up, and I had this with a friend also who'd been in the same job for over 10 years. Has come in, lost over 2 stone, and she's like, "Do you know what? I want more from my life.
You
I
love
want to
that.
do more. I've got more to give. Like,
And
what else
worth
is
more.
there?
Yeah. And
What
it's, you know,
next?"
that's what it gave me is the self-worth to know my worth. Actually, I'd used, or my weight, I felt, had stopped me being the person I wanted to be and know my true worth. So losing the weight and working on my mind a lot allowed me to go, actually, you're bloody brilliant. And that is a really, when you're used to telling yourself how awful you are, being able to say that to yourself is so empowering because I've lost that limiting belief that actually overweight Anna was not good enough to do X, Y, and Z. Actually, I'm good enough to go and take on any challenge I want. Yeah, it might not be as successful as I hope, but I'm worth trying. And that's a really big, huge thing that maybe you don't notice at the time. And it's only sitting back, you know, when you just said about ripple effects, actually, how the longer you've lost weight and the longer you've kept it off, how your confidence just builds like little blocks of Lego. And you're finally, I feel at 45, the person I always wanted to be, which is a really nice feeling because I'd not got to that before. Yeah, quite like me. No, actually, I really like me, which you see how I stopped there, didn't I? Quite like, no, I really like me. Actually, I'm proud of me. That's something I've got from Slimming World, because actually all I'd heard in my head was, well, Anna, if you weren't overweight and you hadn't have let yourself get like this and you hadn't have done this, you'd be able to do this. Well, actually, do you know what? I've lost the weight, but it was my mind I had to work on. So losing the weight gave me the freedom and the control to go and look after my mind.
Wow, that's mega.
No, it's true though. Like literally, I was sat there thinking about it the other day. Like actually, life's pretty tough right now, but I'm really happy with who I am as a wife, a mum, a daughter. I'm trying my best. Do you know what I mean? And that's all I can do. But I do that with confidence now and do it with a sense of pride that maybe I didn't have in myself before.
Yeah, there is a level of contentness about you that I don't think has always been there. I see that.
And I think it's taken me to my mid bloody 40s. So I'd say to anybody out there,
Yeah, but
it.
you
Do
know
you know what I
what? In
mean?
this present day, there's always pressure to do more, be more, have more, see more, earn more,
Just to be.
lose more, whatever it is, and it's noisy and it gets complicated, and it's these quiet little moments that we take to celebrate what we've done and what we've achieved and where we've come from that actually allow that centering. I think of like, hey, here's where I'm at. Ignore the noise. This is me. This is where I'm at, and this is what I've done.
Actually, I'm really proud of that because I look at us too as women in our 40s who are business owners and creating, incredible things in life. And actually, if we could go back to those women in their mid 20s that were mental health was struggling, our eating was out of control, we were not in happy places to say, actually, work on yourself and it will come good. Like, I'd love to go back to that Anna and give her a cuddle and be like, look, it's going to work out.
Yeah,
You know what I
and
mean?
actually, it's funny how all the adversity in the end kind of helps you.
Yeah, because it wouldn't feel so good now if we hadn't have been through that. You know what you're saying about weight loss being not a straight line? I think it's understanding that it is going to have lots and lots of curves and breakdowns, isn't it?
B roads all the
A
way.
roads behind a tractor that's broken down, that's lost 16 cows. Do you know what I mean?
So Jamie says here, Jamie, I got my 12 stone award last week. And a couple of weeks before that, I climbed Snowdon. I've never felt so good and proud of myself. You know what I mean? Like, get in, Jamie. Leanne, I've lost over 6 stone with Slimworld and I'm finally at peace with my body and comfortable in my own skin. It's changed my life. I'm at Target now. I started in January 2024.
At peace, such a good
Isn't
one.
this is what I mean about this reasons to feel? This word feel, we don't often think about how do I feel, because we're thinking about what's my weight, what's the scales say. You don't
So
think about
true.
this stuff. Let's have another look at the other one. Margaret, I'm at Target having lost just over 2 stone. It may not seem a lot, it is a lot.
It
But
is.
I look and feel so much better. A real big plus is coping so much more easily with the
I
heat
was just
this
thinking that.
summer. That's a massive bonus.
I was telling Daisy when we were on holiday about, how my thighs used to rub together so badly, and I wouldn't walk much in the sun. She's like, "Mum, but you're galloping like a horse today." And I was like, "Because I've got the freedom now. I've lost that weight. My thighs don't touch each other anymore, which is really empowering." She's like, "Mummy, that must have been really sore and painful." And I said, "Yeah, it was, but I didn't recognise how sore and painful it was at the time. I recognise it now. I'm galloping, like you just said." But it's those everyday movements, isn't it? It's those everyday things like getting out of a chair. Appreciating those things. We got in a lift and it was absolutely packed. And I was like, I didn't for 1 minute think I couldn't fit in. Whereas before I would have gone, no, go ahead without me. So it's those tiny things that you don't notice, I think, as well.
See, Sue here says, Sue put back on the weight that she'd lost after she got married. She wanted to feel more like herself again and fit back into clothes that she had in her wardrobe. She wanted to be healthier as she was snoring a lot due to the weight. She's now been at a target weight for 2 years with the support of group and consultant Rob. Going every week has definitely kept me on track. And it's just those little moments of like, no, I need to click back in. And that sounds like Sue was a rejoiner or had already lost that weight and then come back in. And we've been in that sometimes when you do a journey a second or third time, it's different,
But
it
it's
can
having a courage
often.
to say, actually, let's try again. And I think that's where both of us, you feel the, I felt a sense of shame and guilt, but actually the courage to go and try again, actually, it's really, really worth it in the end.
Yeah, I mean, Amanda here's target 4 years consultant with consultant Lisa. Amanda said losing weight gave the confidence to start running. Now about to do the fifth half marathon at 57 years old.
Wow.
Swim will change my life. I'm now about to become a consultant.
Oh, congratulations.
I love looking through. Should I keep digging
Oh, I
through?
love, yeah, keep digging.
Kath here at 55, I feel fitter and healthier and happier than I have for 35 years.
Wow.
I love the food I'm eating using the recipe books and enjoy exercise. Nearly 3.5 stone gone and working towards target with the help of Jamie, my consultant and group. I mean,
Oh,
and look, Lizzie here. I know Lizzie.
you know, Lizzie.
I know Lizzie. Lizzie, I'm more confident about myself. The first time I did swim world, I didn't see what others saw, and I ended up putting the weight back on. But this time, I'm putting me first, embracing the plan, and looking at it differently. Instead of a quick fix, it's a lifetime journey, not a diet, but a healthy lifestyle. And I mean, I happen to know Lizzie, and Lizzie went on holiday recently and came back. And told us how she just went on holiday with a completely different mindset.
Yeah.
Like, instead of just going, all right, that's it. All bets are off. I'm off on holiday. Woo! Partying it up, whatever, on the vino all night, whatever it was. She was making better choices
Oh.
every step of the way. And that feeling of coming back and still feeling in control. She shared with us, and it was just like, yeah, do you know what? I've got this coming up this week. I've got that coming up next week. Maybe I can do the same. And it's that inspiration, I think, of watching other people tackle these things in new ways and unlock. It's like, back in the 90s, I used to play video games. And, when you get to a new level that you've been stuck on the same level for ages and you've reached a new level. I mean,
Oh,
oh my God, I sound about 60 years
the
old.
joy though of getting to the
But
next level. I have to get
It's
Phil
just
to help me now when I'm playing with
it's
Daisy.
unlocked. I haven't played video games in a long
Oh,
time,
we
but I
play a lot of video
imagine
games.
it's the same kind of vibe.
Yeah, except I hand the controller to my husband now and cheat and just like get me to the next level.
I mean, I remember buying magazines that had like cheats or you pressed a certain button combo and
Oh,
it would
yeah.
unlock a secret
Yeah.
part of the game.
Now Daisy's on Google getting them all, isn't she? Yeah. There's no magazines. There's no Just 17 anymore, babe.
Reasons to feel good, cheat.
Yeah. No, or not having to cheat. That's a reason to feel good,
I
isn't
mean,
it? Yeah.
but on a funny side, it is interesting how with weight loss, sometimes we do try and look for those shortcuts, those cheats. And the annoying thing is that there isn't really one. You've got to just sit down and do the work and turn up and keep going and grind it out some weeks. You've got to find a way through when something hasn't quite worked out. It's like, well, why? Let's be curious, not furious, whatever the phrase is that we say.
It's that, I was thinking back of all the quick things I've tried and all the money and energy that I'd wasted on the quick things. If I'd just gone and embraced food optimizing, it would have been done quicker than all the quick things that didn't work, But at the time, I think desperation's a big propeller, isn't it? And that's another thing, if I could say to someone, like, actually, if you just sit down and take a deep breath and say, this is going to take time, actually finding joy in the process. You're gonna be okay.
Yeah.
It's the key,
Here's
isn't it?
some quick ones, right? Mary here saying, crossing finish lines that once fell out of reach. Like it. Jason, helping someone else find their reason to feel real good. He's a consultant. India, finding my camera confidence and filling my camera roll with happy memories. That is beautiful, isn't it? Amy, matching my daughter's energy and making memories will cherish forever.
Oh, that's key.
And Lauren, I've given my life an entirely fresh start and found new activities I love. I mean, they're just looking through here. These guys are talking about 3 stone loss, 10 stone loss, 4 stone loss. I mean, it really, it's incredible, isn't it? Just these moments, these acknowledgement of this is what I've done for myself. And if you're listening to this and you haven't done this in a while, or maybe sometimes when we kind of like turn and shine the light back on ourselves and we want to give ourselves that compassion and care that we would give others, it feels actually quite uncomfortable.
Oh yeah, like I shouldn't be, like I'm not good
yeah.
enough.
Yeah, and this is a normal reaction. When I teach loving kindness meditation, it's where you think of someone you love and you send messages of may you be safe, may you be happy, may you live with ease. Then we take like maybe the world at large, someone neutral, you know, like your neighbor or someone that you don't know, but you see passing by, you say hello to them. When we then bring in sharing it back to ourselves, for some people this can be really uncomfortable, like sending kindness and compassion, may I be safe, may I be happy, may I live with ease, can actually be quite tricky, because as you said earlier, it goes against what we've been saying inside our minds for so long, right?
The tape has played and told you maybe that you're not worth very much, and
so it's
rewriting that.
Yeah, and then getting to that point to make that more familiar.
Do you know what I was just thinking when we were reading those? These people are absolutely living and thriving. And before their weight loss, if they're anything like me, they were just existing. And that's the difference. And that's what's finding that joy. And actually, I used to get up every morning and it would happen. But I wouldn't have joyous moments a lot of the time because of my mental health and my weight. And now I'm living my best life. And actually, that's because of Slimming World. And you don't recognise that, I think, when you're in the midst of it, unless you take a pause and you go, what's different?
Well, here's people's reasons to pause.
Yes.
Reasons to pause to write reasons to feel real good.
Exactly.
If that's not a reason to do it, then I don't know what reason that you may need. How many more times can I say reason? Yeah. Is this a reasonable amount of times to say reason?
But also, look at yourself as if you were your friend. If I had to go and write a paragraph for my friend for a dating website, right? How would I write about them? And then write about yourself in that manner with love and gratitude is very, very different. You see what I mean? Actually afford yourself that. Maybe not a dating website, that's not the biggest thing, but do you know what I mean? Like actually just thinking about yourself as a friend makes you look at yourself in a different way.
It's related, but like on a side kind of note, yeah? I was on this networking kind of webinar thing and it was talking about AI. I'm trying to understand better, like the benefits of using AI and where it's helpful and what on all the different types. And it encourages to just pick one of the AI tools and ask them, like, you know, just maybe put a link to an article about you or something about you and then get it to write you a bio.
Oh, wow.
In a professional sense.
Okay.
Claire is a former BBC journalist. She's presented the Slimming World podcast for 7 years and she's a target member having maintained a 5-stone weight loss, right? Then get it to rewrite it as if it was your slightly tipsy friend.
Oh my God, I love it.
Right? And then it puts like, oh my God, have you met my mate Claire? She's so cool. She's like legit. She's got qualifications and she works at the BBC and everything. Honestly, it's so fun. But what it does is it shakes it up for you about stop seeing yourself as this very, what you should be, very formal. Really see yourself as that like friend that champions yourself. So if you want to have a little play, you could just type into your AI, here's all the things that I've done. Feed it back to me as like a very formal paragraph. Now tell me it, rewrite it as if you're my slightly tipsy friend who loves me.
I asked Daisy, there's a game, describe your mummy to the police if you've lost her. Mummy's had too much Botox, witchy eyebrows and talks too much.
Is that what she said?
I was like, but I'm your mummy. She's like, but they'd find you. So maybe AI is nicer than my 9-year-old daughter.
That is shocking.
I know, but she's like, mummy, you wanted me to be truthful. I was like, well, is there anything about my personality? They're like, they're not looking for your personality. They're looking for your face on a mugshot. It's like my eyebrows. I spent thousands on these.
Wow.
There you go.
I mean,
reasons to feel joyful is my really, really mean 9-year-old.
Exactly. I mean, I don't know how we end this podcast now.
Just, you know what? I have self-belief, so my ego wasn't dented. And she was right. I have had a bit too much Botox.
I'm not sure how much, like, brown hair. What have you got? Green eyes?
No, blue eyes.
Have you got blue? I can't tell on Zoom anymore. I've never
Blue
really
eyes.
gazed into your
But
eyes
she
that
was, do
much.
you know what I mean? Oh no, she did say something about frizzy, coarse hair like straw as well. I mean,
It
we could
gets
go with
worse.
maybe go to AI, not Daisy. I'd agree.
Yeah. Okay, right. Well, we've learned some valuable lessons here.
Yeah.
Okay, if this has like really been a light bulb moment for you, I'd actually really love to hear, find out what it is. Because these are, these are the very different episodes. We get into a lot on this podcast about the hows and the whys. But sometimes these ones are just these breathing moments, I think, where we both acknowledge what we've been up to and what we've been doing on our journey, and share a little bit of that, but also dip into the community and hear from you. So I'm always curious, really, into how these episodes land with you. And maybe are these the ones that really cement something? They give you a different perspective. So whatever you're up to this summer, I hope it is a great one. We're back next week. We're doing a members episode, which is all about ultra processed foods, which is really fascinating. A deep dive in, not necessarily like saying that they're bad, actually. We're learning into what they are, how they are, what they're classified, and how Slimming World has kind of got you already covered with some of that. And the week after, oh my goodness, we've got a mom and a daughter. Hopefully they're a little bit kinder to each other than Daisy is to Anna. But we're meeting the fairly freshly crowned two together winners. That's all coming up. So we're keeping going over summer. We'll be here for you every Monday. If you're on the members app, listen there. Otherwise, see you in a couple of weeks. Bye.
Bye for now.